Thank you and good morning. As expected, the State Water Resources Control Board implemented Stage 3 water restrictions across the state on Tuesday, prohibiting the use of water for lawns, car washing, fountains, and causing water runoff during use. Locally, Rio Dell was ahead of the state, calling for conservation efforts and implementing its own water restrictions at its July 8th meeting. Violators could face fines of $500, and the restrictions have been implemented statewide in an effort to reach the goal of 20% reduction in the use of water due to ongoing drought conditions. One of the concerns both local and state officials share when it comes to the effects of drought and the water restrictions that have been put in place is ensuring there's enough water available to fight fires. In Redding, fire crews continue their battle against the first major fire of the season in the region. The Bully Fire has scorched more than 8,000 acres, destroyed 18 structures and outbuildings, and threatens dozens more. Investigators have arrested a man in connection with the fire, 27-year-old Freddie Smoke. It's suspected that the hot exhaust pipe on Smoke's truck ignited dry grass and brush while he was taking supplies to a marijuana garden. Mandatory evacuations have been enforced in the fire area, and more residents could be forced to leave their homes. More than 2,000 personnel are working the fire, along with hundreds of pieces of heavy equipment and 18 air assets. The fire is estimated 20% contained as of Wednesday evening. The coroner's office continues the work of identifying the human remains that were pulled from the Little Van Dusen River on Saturday. Hikers came across the skeletal remains off Highway 36 west of Dinsmore. They were taken to the coroner's office where the task of identifying them began. Deputy Coroner Roy Horton said that a forensic anthropologist has been called in to assist and that it appears the person may have died sometime after the new year. A few scraps of clothing were recovered at the site, and Horton said he's been contacted by the families of missing people, but that the age, sex, and the identity of the person remains unknown. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. California voters will get the chance to determine the fate of their state when the 2016 general election rolls around. A ballot initiative will be on the ballot that would slice California into six separate states. It's the brainchild of Silicon Valley businessman Tim Draper, who argues that California has become ungovernable as it currently stands. Residents in rural Northern California counties agree with that sentiment and have expressed a desire to form a new state of Jefferson, a proposal that was roundly rejected by Humboldt County officials and residents. Draper announced on Tuesday that he has gathered enough signatures to have the proposal placed on the 2016 general election ballot. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Discussion around the supervisor's decision to place a sales tax proposal on the November ballot continues, and much of that discussion revolves around where any revenue generated will be spent. The public feedback has been to improve and provide further funding for public safety, particularly law enforcement, and if voters approve the measure, a half-cent sales tax will be imposed across the county, as Supervisor Rex Bone explains.
It's a half-percent sales tax countywide, incorporated and unincorporated areas. The half percent will go into the county coffers. We provide so many services to incorporated and unincorporated, i.e. the jail, the district attorney's office. I mean, all the services that the incorporated don't provide. And I know it's used as a scare tactic more, you know, everybody feels it's a scare tactic, but we are at a critical stage with our public safety.
Bone also pointed out that since 2007, the supervisors and staff have cut county costs as close to the bone as possible, but that the mandated services that must be provided remain. Bone pointed to the probation department, an agency that has seen its workload increase dramatically due to state regulations.
We have 600 serious offenders, I think is what Bill Damiano called them, that they have to supervise on probation. Well, his staff is getting to the point where he doesn't have enough people to handle the supervision of those people, and they need to be supervised. They need to be put into job training. They need to be under guidance so they don't recommit.
There are demands for better law enforcement presence, faster emergency response times, and more effective service, but how that service will be